101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Well, we are less than a week out from the wall that heals coming to Emporia. It's now 728 on KVUE and KVUE.com as our morning show continues here today. And once again, we have organizers who have been hard at work for months to make sure everything goes smoothly, that the community is engaged here in the process. And it's hard to believe that by this time next week, the wall will actually be entering its second day of public viewing. Once again, Rochelle Burke, Ed Rathke, Clay Childs joining us here today. Clay, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little bit tired, but I got a long way to go. So I feel like we're kind of at the end of the marathon, but we're also at the really exciting part of it, too. Mm-hmm. We start to see the fruits of our labor soon.
Yeah, the finishing kick is underway, right?
That's absolutely right.
Good deal. How about you, Rochelle? How are things going today?
4 days. 4 days.
What does that mean for you as far as kind of your mindset going into the next week?
We still get the butterflies because it's like it's happening. Everything we've been doing for the last year, it's all coming together.
Good deal. And Ed Rathke, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. It's been a long haul, been a lot of work. I'm looking at it a week and a half because it's not over till it's over, and that includes the cleanup afterwards. So I'm looking at the long-distance goal here, but yes, I'm ready. We're excited.
Yeah, obviously you should be. Let's talk let's kind of go in a little bit of chronological order, starting with the procession coming in on Tuesday. Going to be officially departing Lebo and then getting to Emporia noon or very shortly thereafter, the way it sounds, Clay. And it sounds like this is going to be a sight to behold.
Well, the lineup starts in Lebo at 9:30. We'd like everybody there by 11 o'clock. There's a safety briefing at 11:45, and we plan to leave right at noon out of Lebo, coming out Old Highway 50 for an entrance on the east side of Emporia, probably about 12:30 to 12:40. Probably be about a 10-minute procession through town. Of course, be prepared for a few traffic delays because so far we've got 102 motorcycles signed up and about almost 50 cars. So we know there's going to be at least that amount. You do not have to pre-register to come. So if you got a car you want to put in the procession, if you got motorcycles that you want to join in the escort, you can just be there, show up between 9:30 and 11 o'clock in Lebo. We hope to arrive at the American Legion probably about 10 till 1, and then there will be a brief welcome to Emporia and thank you for all the escort people, and I just think it's going to be a great event. I'm expecting about a 2-mile-long procession, so it should be pretty impressive coming into town and through town.
How gratifying is that, Rochelle, to look at this and say, hey, look, we have, you know, not only is the wall going to be here, but it's going to get that kind of welcome as it comes into town?
Kind of like Tim Teat said last week from VVMF, we're setting the bar. We want everybody to look at us as the example. So when Clay says we got 100 motorcycles, we want 200. We want more than we want bigger than anybody's had, and we want them to look
Clay
at us.
Clay automatically started sweating on that.
These people are never happy.
No, the escort is Clay's. It's his baby. It's been, and all Ed and I wanted was, we just wanted it to be bigger than the VVMF. So we want everybody to be proud and get the goosebumps when they see all the American flags along Highway 50, 6th Avenue, and then the truck, the law enforcement, everybody's coming in, and then you'll see the drones. So when they show it on, hopefully, WIBW at the 10 o'clock news, everybody will be proud that it came through Emporia.
And the other thing, too, is this kind of demonstrates the interest, Ed, that you've been talking about. I know you were talking specifically about the public display period, but just in general terms, you've been looking to kind of expand the public interest and engagement outside of the Emporia city limits specifically, and this seems to be a pretty good representation that this has got a lot of interest area-wide and maybe beyond that.
I think we've had very, very good support from other media sources as well. We've had some Reg Couch time, et cetera, as far as putting it out past your listening area. We've done multiple billboards and stuff. Sir Term, I'm going to go back to the escort, though. The Sertoma Club has agreed to put up all our flags on 6th Avenue, 50 Highway. I know that Jake Dalton down there, the owner of the IM Design Building, has got a huge flag. He's going to be flying off the side of it. Affordable Tree Service has their big flag that's going to be out. I'm hoping everybody along that route has their flag out. Bring your flag to work day. That's what I like to keep saying. If you've got one on your front porch that you can liberate for the day and take down there and stand and wave it as they go by, even better. We're going to have the county down there hanging out flags at various locations. Thank you, Lyon County. Everybody that has the marquee, we want it on their marquee. I'll go on into the setup. The crew's been working very, very hard out there. It's been brutal these last couple days. They still have a lot more work to do. I can't thank them enough. They've really stepped up, and we're trying to make the place look like it's going to be a memorial, and that's what this is going to be. And I'll head off one more thing, and that's it for all ethnicities. It's all religions. It's all genders. This here is that we're honoring all our veterans, and it's a cross mix of our nation, and that's where everybody needs to realize this was our nation, and they need to be honored.
Absolutely. Rochelle, let's talk a little bit about that welcome on Tuesday before, you know, set up, and then the wall officially goes available to the public here. Was it a week, basically Thursday, and then all the way through the next weekend from there. What's going to be taking place as far as the welcome is concerned Tuesday?
Clay's welcome home.
So are you basically deferring to Clay here? Is that
it's Clay's on Tuesday. He's got the setup.
Okay. It really is. It's not a ceremony. It's just more thanking the people that were in escort. So it's just very brief comments on that. We are going to have some snacks available for the people that participated in that. And guess what? The work on setting up the frame starts about a half hour to an hour after they get here. It's not going to be a big project, but we do have about 10 to 15 volunteers that will be setting up the apex, the highest part of the wall, mm-hmm. and they'll be setting that up about an hour after we arrive, and then the big work starts on Wednesday.
Gotcha. Do you guys still need volunteers? Are you officially set on volunteer numbers, or are you kind of in that spot where we've got enough, but we could always use more?
We could always use those studettes or studs from the local football teams.
We are not turning anyone down.
That's right.
And plus, I mean, Clay dialed in his weather on his procession, but Wednesday it kind of does look warm again, and we don't want anybody to get sick, hurt, or anything. So we're telling anybody that wants to show up at 8 a.m., show up. We are not turning anyone down.
If you're comfortable working in the heat condition to do it because of your work, you know, and you're, you know, younger type young adult or whatever the case may be, and you're conditioned to work it in the heat, Wednesday is going to be the heavy lifting day, and the morning especially from about 8 to noon. So if you're not signed up, if you're conditioned to work it in the heat, we could use your help that day.
Because each panel must be hand carried. None of them are to be loaded on any equipment. All stakes that are in the ground, pardon me, must be hand-driven. We cannot use a bucket of a tractor or a skid loader to put them in with. They have to be hand-driven.
Okay, gotcha. I think Tegan is going to chime in here with a question as soon as he can get a couple of things settled here. So we'll see if we can get that question here, Tegan, answered.
Yeah, my headset broke. That's just wonderful. But you know, we were talking about, obviously, a few weeks ago, the support from local government that has come through here and has really been shown in these proclamations that have come out. The city doing theirs after the county, you know, on Wednesday. And during that time, Rochelle, you'd mentioned that this is one of, I believe, only, if my math is correct, 40 or so times that Kansas has ever hosted the Wall of That Heals, maybe less than that. You want it to be the biggest ever. And can you just explain a little bit as to that desire to not only make it the biggest, but you also wanted it to be a statement here for the community? Can you talk a little bit about those comments that you made there with the City Commission meeting?
With the City Commission, I stated this is the only seventh time that it has been in Kansas in over the 30 years that they have formed this memorial from VVM. We wanted everybody to know why we call Emporia home, the founding city of Veterans Day, and we do want it the biggest one of Kansas, or just like I said before, we want it to set the example so when 5 years from now someone wants it to come to Missouri or Illinois or something like that, we want them to look at us and go, okay, Clay had 200 motorcycles, this is what you do, and I mean,
this is how we do it. Yep.
Yep. This is how Clay did it. And then he told us how to do it. So,
mm-hmm. not to defray from the ones that have been here before. We had one here 20 years ago and one here 30 years ago, but they were not part of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. This one actually is engraved just like the one in D.C. It is part of the one in D.C. And it's the whole impact of such a, this is a 3/4 scale. The largest we've had before is a 1/4 scale that was painted, not to defray from it, but this is a actual unit to mirror in a smaller version of the one that's in D.C.
I think the important thing that they also wanted to bring up last time we talked, Tim Teets wanted us to reiterate that it's also not just the wall, but they bring that mobile education center in with maps of Vietnam, history of the war, articles that were left at the wall, and it's like bringing in a museum, which is not at the wall in Washington, D.C. Yeah. So you actually can take advantage of that by going to our website, thewallthathealsemporia.com, and you can see there's a tour schedule on there, and several people have already signed up for tours. But if you plan your visit around that tour time, they will let you join in on that tour, and you can actually get a full tour like you would not get in Washington, D.C. So this experience would be amazing. So I would encourage people, and if you have a group, it can be any age, but if you have a group that is interested in signing up for a tour time, you could certainly go to our website, find a time, show up at that time, or send us a message at thewallthathealsemporia@gmail.com.
After all these years, and being able to stand there and point out with my fellow veterans from Vietnam veterans, I was actually here. I was actually there. It gives you a little bit of closure, and it gives you a little bit of pride to actually stand there and look at that map, and I'm so glad that Clay brought that up.
Talk a little bit about the parking, too, because I've seen the space that's blocked off here for the memorial and that mobile education center where folks needing to park once they take a visit and, you know, regardless of how often they decide to go over and visit.
Well, that is the, we're dedicating our American Legion parking lot to the exhibit. So there's a lot, not much parking there. We're encouraging people, the main parking area will be in the Sunset Plaza.
Okay.
A lot of businesses have offered some space there. If you're familiar with Wagon Wheel, Fastenal, Furniture Loft, Midas Touch, Uniform Connection, or Sparklight, it's that shared parking lot with them, but they've generously offered to share their parking space with the public for access, and then they would just access the pedestrian entrance right there on the north end of that parking lot.
Okay.
And there will be golf carts, gators. There will be people helping.
Fancy
if you are
gators.
Gators from Prairie Land, and we got golf carts, but there will be people walking if you do need assistance to get up close to the wall. We will have that available.
Good deal. Guys, we don't have a whole lot of time left. I know there's a couple of things that we wanted to hit on. And really quick, opening closing ceremonies, I think, would probably be one that we want to get into before we wrap things up here today.
Yeah, just to hit it real quick chronologically again, we get the setup on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have our opening ceremony at 9 o'clock in the morning. Please try to be there around 8:30, I think, so that we could have everybody ready to go. That's going to be the one where we would really like to have, again, a large turnout would represent well. Every night at sunset, about 8:30, there will be taps that'll be played. That's always an emotional thing. Friday night at 8:30 is a special ceremony highlighting the effects of Agent Orange. So it's an Agent Orange candlelight ceremony. And there's a very brief closing ceremony on Sunday at 1:45 that is more or less just a thank you from the people that the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Foundation. Thank you to Emporia and our volunteers and our sponsors for making this a reality. So those are the big big ceremonies there. I would like to highlight that this Saturday we do have another breakfast at the American Legion from 7:30 to 10:30. We do have some T-shirts and coins that will be available for sale there. So if you'd like to have a Wall That Heals T-shirt to wear during the event around Emporia, come out, have some breakfast, buy a T-shirt, or just come out and have buy a T-shirt or a coin.
Yeah.
Or just have breakfast.
But and a great breakfast it is of that too. Man, that is a full plate breakfast that you guys put on.
One other thing I would like to emphasize is if you're a volunteer and you've signed up for a shift, the volunteer training is on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. That's when the volunteers will pick up their T-shirts and coins. And it's also, it's an opportunity to review your shift and what you signed up for. So Wednesday at 6 p.m. for those that have volunteered, please be there.
All right.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you. Really appreciate your time. We'll see you an awful lot next week.
Open 24 hours.
24 hours, 7 days a week while the wall is here. Again, the Wall That Heals coming to Emporia Tuesday, officially open for public viewing the 14th through the 17th. And, yes, we'll have a couple more stories here on the different aspects of the wall as it gets here over the next couple of days on KVUE and KVUE.com. Our newsmaker guests today, Rochelle Burke, Ed Rafke, Clay Childs. It's at 7:42 on KVUE, live and local.
Cannot wait for the Wall That Heals to arrive here in Emporia. It's been a year in the making. It's going to be a reality next week. Make sure you make time to make it out there and see this wonderful replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial from Washington, D.C. A lot of work has gone into it. Let's make sure we have a good turnout and show just how proud Emporia is of its veterans.